You're listening to A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana Stines on KPRZ 1210 AM. This show is sponsored by A Touch from Above Ministries.
God bless you. God bless you. Good morning. Good morning. It is an amazing, beautiful morning. We are live here at K-Praise, and our number is 1-866-K-P-R-A-I-S-E. 1-866-577-2473. Feel free to call in. I'm so excited today. I'm Dr. Luana. This is A Touch from Above, and my daughter, Kawea.
Good morning.
Wasn't it beautiful this morning, Kawea?
Oh, beautiful. It's gorgeous right now.
The sunset is just amazing. Just sunrise, across. Yeah. Oh, the sunrise. Thank you. Hello. The sunrise is absolutely beautiful. The orange silhouette of those beautiful, beautiful, just the hills are amazing. I thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Dr. Luana and my daughter, Kawea. We're A Touch from Above. You can also log on to our website, atouchfromabove.org, for more information. We want to talk to you how important it is to pray, 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 pray. Mm. God has put in our heart to build a place, almost 25 beautiful, amazing acres in Ramona, which is only probably 35 to 45 minutes from anywhere in San Diego County, so that you can come to pray. I want to read you a portion of scripture before I get started, but let me pray. Father, I thank you that you are our God, our rock, our refuge, our shield, and our fortress. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would open up the hearts and the minds of those that are listening this morning. Father, stir their hearts up. Let them see the urgency of prayer, Father. I pray in the name of Jesus. In the Old Testament, I'm going to read out of Haggai, if you'll just stay with me just for a moment. In Haggai chapter 1, reading in verse 4, "Is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses, and this temple to lie in ruins? Now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but you do not have enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You close yourselves, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages to put into a bag with holes. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountains and bring wood and build the temple, that I may take pleasure in it and be glorified, says the Lord. You looked for much, but indeed it came to little. And when you brought it home, I blew it away. Why, says the Lord of hosts, because of my house that is in ruins, while every one of you runs to his own house. Therefore the heavens above you withhold the dew, and the earth withholds its fruit. For I called for a drought on the land, and the mountains on the grain, and the new wine, and the oil, on whatever the ground brings forth, on men, on livestock, and all the labor of your hands. Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, with all of the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God, and the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent them. And the people feared the presence of the Lord. Then Haggai, the Lord's messenger, spoke the Lord's message to the people, saying, I am with you, says the Lord. So the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and worked on the house of the Lord of hosts, their God. And on the 24th day of the sixth month in the second year of King Darius," let me stop there for a moment. You and I are the temple of the living God. And I share with you today, I have to understand, sometimes we look at our economy. We say, what's happening with our economy? What's happening with everything around us? Why does it seem like everything is in chaos? I share with you today, as Haggai shared in those days of his time, God's house must be built. And what do I mean by that? We must go back to the basics of prayer. Our foundation of Christianity must be prayer. Mm-hmm. I know that many of you, you're listening to my program today, and you know that some of your churches, they are amazing and beautiful, but they cannot keep their doors open 24 hours, 7 days a week. But we have, I believe with all my heart, by the vision and the command of the Lord, to build a place, a touch from above, prayer mountain for God's people, you and I, to come and pray. That the place of prayer, that we can establish God's kingdom once again in prayer. Prayer is powerful, don't you think, Kawea?
Prayer is so powerful, so powerful. And I believe that there is a, that God wants to really just speak to his people, but it's going to be done in prayer.
We must pray. You're listening to my program today. I'm Dr. Luana with my daughter, Kawea. We're live at K-Praise, 1-866-K-P-P-R-A-I-S-E, 1-866-577-2473. If you would like to join us and help us to build God's place of prayer, we have worked very hard. You know, as a single mother, years ago, my husband was killed. He was murdered. He was brutally murdered. A single mother, I wasn't a Christian at the time, but I became a Christian. Somebody shared Jesus with me. My husband was having an affair with a married woman. Her husband came home, caught him, and killed him. My life was terrible. I was hurt. I was broken. I was tattered. I was pregnant with my daughter. My son was only 2 years old. I felt like my life was falling apart. But listen, somebody came up to me and shared with me about Jesus, and I gave my heart to the Lord. And I tell you, that was 32 and a half years ago. And since that time, God has stirred my heart for prayer. Prayer. We must establish God's dominion and authority in our homes, in our lives, in our children, in our school, in our nation, and we can touch heaven from our knees. God is calling all people to come and pray. Come up to the mountain and pray.
You know, Mom, I was thinking too about this past week, that so many times we live our Christian lives just saying these quick prayers like, God be with us and God help us or God give me strength. And while the Lord hears those prayers and they're great, I think he's also wanting us to get to a place where it goes beyond those 2 minute prayers, those 30 second prayers, because it's like, I keep thinking of this song, and I've been singing it all week, but it's called I Miss My Time With You. And it says, I miss my time with you, those moments together. I need to be with you each day, you know, and it's such a powerful song. And the lyrics are so timely for this time and for time from here until infinity and beyond, because God so desires to be with his people and have communication with them. But it's like if you have a spouse or a girlfriend or a boyfriend or your children even, you can't just have a relationship with them based on a 30-second conversation. Hey, how are you? Good. Okay, bye-bye. You know.
Amen.
You know, we need to have a deeper conversation with the Lord because he desires to speak with us.
You know, and also, Kawea, I'm Dr. Luana. This is my daughter, Kawea. We're A Touch From Above, and you can log on to our website, atouchfromabove.org as well. We also have people standing by right now. You can call 1-866-577-2473. If you would like to help us build the prayer mountain, or maybe you're listening to my program and you've been up to the prayer mountain and you want to share with all those that are listening this morning, and you want to share with them, you know what, how you have loved the prayer mountain, feel free to call in. I'm so excited. God is good. Kawea, you were sharing this morning as we were driving in, you were sharing about the book of Acts, how the disciples, Jesus went into heaven, and how 120 gathered. Do you want to share a little bit about that real
Absolutely.
Quick?
Absolutely. I was thinking, you know, Jesus was such a perfect example of prayer. He walked for 3 years with the disciples. The disciples watched him as he got away to the mountain to pray. They watched him in the garden. They watched him always praying. So Jesus goes and he gives the command, go, tarry in the city, and I'm going to send you the promise. Well, in Acts chapter 1, he says, the Bible says that they all gathered in the upper room and they were all in one accord in one prayer waiting for the promise. And they had to get away to the upper room and pray and be together. And I believe that God is calling the body of Christ to a place where you will find time away.
Oh, I'm sorry. Could we excuse me? We have a call right now, and I'm going to take that call real quick. All right. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. LaWanna.
Hi, who am I speaking to?
This is Skeeter Barnett. I'm a local Christian author here in Ramona, California, and I've been to the Prayer Mountain, and it's an amazingly peaceful, anointed place, and I just like to give to the work of the ministry there, and I'd like to encourage all of your listeners to think about giving to something that's going to change not only the community, but the lives of this county of San Diego.
Amen. Amen. Skeeter, you know what? Thank you so much. Also, Skeeter, I want to let you know, I was at your book signing yesterday. Skeeter Barnett wrote an amazing book called 4-Bit Gulch, and we're going to have that. I think it might even be on our website. Thank you, Skeeter, for being a vital part of the Prayer Mountain and an amazing writer and author as well.
Yeah, I'd like to pledge $20 a month, and then I'll go from there, Doctor.
Amen. Thank you so much, Skeeter. God bless you.
You're welcome. God bless you.
All right. God bless you. If you're listening to our program, we have people, standing by now, and you can call, you can give right now. I'll tell you what, I think we should give a gift for those that call. I have a CD called The Cup of Salvation. I'll tell you what, for anyone that calls and gives a gift of any amount, I'm going to send you my personal CD.
A Cup of Salvation. It's a powerful CD. It's 12 original songs. And they're all done, actually, by my mom, Dr. LaWanna. And they're just powerful, powerful, good words. It'll bring such encouragement to your soul and just encourage your spirit, man. And just the Holy Spirit will really minister to you. And if you know anybody who just needs a touch in their lives, this CD will definitely, I promise, change their lives and just minister to them.
Amen. Thank you. So anyone that calls in and wants to help us build the Prayer Mountain, we have 24 and a half amazing, beautiful acres there. For anyone that calls in and gives a gift of any kind, we have our people standing right now waiting for the calls or by the phone. Feel free to call. They can take your call. Or if you just need prayer, make sure you call this morning. They're standing by. Our prayer lines are open. 1-866-577-2473. We live in a time right now where prayer is so vitally important. The reason that we are building a place of prayer, we can change our nation.
I wanted to also say, Mom, you know, I wanted to finish what I was saying about the book of Acts, because here God tells these disciples, go to this upper room. Well, there's 120 of them waiting for the promise, waiting in prayer. And like I was saying, I believe that God is calling the body of Christ out to a place to pray so that we can receive the promise of what he has for you, for your churches. I want to encourage the pastors and the leaders, lead by example. I'm sure that you pray at home, but to bring your people away to a place to pray and just seek God and get his mind is just will transform your church.
Oh, amen. Amen. You know, I saw my daughter Kawea was saying about prayer that works. You know, we have dedicated 24 and a half acres of land to God's people for prayer. I was in Seoul, Korea. We lived in Seoul, Korea, and I had the privilege of traveling around Seoul, Korea, ministering for Dr. Cho's Pioneer Churches. And if you don't know who that is the man that built the largest Christian church in the world. Mm-hmm. That nation was once a Buddhist nation, and today it is a Christian nation. When they call a prayer meeting, there are over 1 million people coming together to pray. The morning prayer is there. People drive from all over to 4 o'clock in the morning to get to the prayer. Do you remember that, Corinne?
I remember that. That was awesome.
Over 10,000 people a day, every day, come to pray. Stay tuned. I'm going to a commercial. I'll be right back. Do not go anywhere.
Are you going through hard times? Are your teenage kids going through trials? Is your marriage in trouble? Come up to the mountain and pray. Jesus still answers prayers. Even Jesus had to go up to the mountain to pray. Our strength comes when we take time out to pray.
A Touch from Above Ministries has a place for you to get away and pray, whether it's just for a day or if you want to stay for a few. Located conveniently in Ramona, just 35 to 45 minutes from anywhere in San Diego County, there are over 24 beautiful acres of land with small cabins that can accommodate two people comfortably, so you can have some privacy and get before the Lord and pray. Make reservations at 760-789-6207. That's 760-789-6207. You can also visit atouchfromabove.org to find out more information. Come visit A Touch From Above Ministries Prayer Mountain.
I cry out with my whole heart. Hear me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes.
A Touch From Above with Dr. Luana Steins is listener-supported. Your gift of any size is greatly appreciated. All gifts help build Prayer Mountain, a place for you to pray, whether it's just for a day or if you want to stay for a few. Located conveniently in Ramona, just 30 to 45 minutes from anywhere in San Diego County, there are over 24 beautiful acres of land with small cabins that can accommodate two people comfortably, so you can have some privacy and get before the Lord and pray. Give right now online at atouchfromabove.org. Or mail your gift to P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California 92065. Together, we can touch heaven from our knees and change our nation. Give today and let's pray. Go to atouchfromabove.org.
I cry out with my whole heart. Hear me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes.
For more information, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. And don't forget to listen every Sunday at 7 a.m. on KPRZ.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you so much for coming back. God bless you. I'm Dr. Luana and my daughter, Kawia, Touch From Above. I'm so excited. I want to share with you once again about the church in Korea. That nation was once a Buddhist nation, changed to a complete Christian nation. The Prayer Mountain in Seoul, Korea has literally thousands and thousands and thousands of people coming from all over, from 4 o'clock in the morning, early morning prayer, coming to pray. The Prayer Mountain there in Seoul, Korea is filled with literally thousands of Christians from all different churches. Mm-hmm. We're not trying to steal you from your church. No. We want you to come to pray. It makes a difference in your life. We have seen people come up to the Prayer Mountain to pray and to cry out. God wants you to come and pray.
You know what amazes me too is, like, we had a pastor who came who lost his son to the Prayer Mountain.
I remember that, Kawia.
And he was so broken and he was so feeling despair. And he came and he dedicated a week to just prayer and fasting because he needed the Lord to renew his strength. And by the end of that week, he was so renewed in the Lord. And while he missed his son, God gave him the strength to pull through it. God renewed him, and he knew his son was in a better place, but God brought the peace that he so desperately needed.
You know what, Kawia, thank you for reminding me. If that really touches your heart, I can tell you're about ready to cry. That man was weeping and crying in that prayer cabin. I heard him in the prayer grotto just weeping and crying out to God. I did not know this, but when he got out of the prayer grotto and he was getting ready to leave, he pulled me aside and he said, you know, Dr. Luana, I was ready to quit the ministry. I didn't know why my son was killed. I didn't know why he died prematurely, but God touched me. Do you remember the other young lady who watched our television program who came up and asked me to go pray for her husband?
Oh, yeah.
And I went to pray for her husband, and then she came back to the Prayer Mountain. I think it was a week later he ended up dying, but then she came back to the Prayer Mountain. And she said, please baptize me today in the swim. We have a swimming pool, a 40,000-gallon swimming pool for pastors to baptize their people. And she said, please baptize me today. And then she said, pray with me. I want to make sure I'm ready to go to heaven. And I asked her why. And she said, because I have the same cancer my husband had. Mm-hmm. And she died within, what was it, I think a week or two.
Mm-hmm.
That was such a heart gripping, but she came up to the mountain to pray. You are listening to my program today, come to the mountain and pray. Come and pray. Let's touch heaven from our knees.
I want to challenge the youth pastors. Our youth today are, you know, when I was a youth, there was still a reverence of godliness that went even throughout Christian youth who were not Christians. You know, there was still, but you talk to a lot of the youth today and they are a godless generation and they need Jesus, because it's like our nation is straying further and further away from the Lord, but God is calling our youth. They're our next generation. And I want to challenge the youth pastors, bring your youth, bring them to pray, teach them the importance of getting away. Even if it's just for a day, impart in them the importance of prayer that will change their life and their generation, their schools, their colleges, their, you know, speak God into them that they would transform.
Amen. You're listening to my program today. I'm Dr. Luana, my daughter Kawia, and you can call 1-866-577-2473. I also want to share with you that we have a service every Sunday morning at the Prayer Mountain at 10 a.m. every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And if you're a vital part of a church, do not come to our Prayer Mountain. Yep. You be faithful in your church. But if you don't have a church and you're just out there wandering, you get your little behind, and don't be angry at me, you get up and you get to church. Mm-hmm. Now, if you cannot get up out of that bed and you can't make it to church and you're sick, you call our prayer lines and we'll pray for mm-hmm. you. And you can watch our television program every Tuesday night on Cox Cable at 9 o'clock p.m. I minister, because there are some that can't get out of bed. There are some that are very sick. But you have somebody bring you to the Prayer Mountain. We will lay hands on you. We will anoint you with oil. We will pray the prayer of faith, and we will believe God for your complete healing, mm-hmm. because we serve a God that is able to do all things exceedingly abundantly above all that we can even begin to think or ask. God wants to answer your prayers today. You're listening to my program today, and your home is in chaos. Your children are a wreck. Your teenagers are in the world. Your life seems to be just chaotic. Get to the mountain and pray. Come to the mountain and pray today. Do not waste another. Do not let the devil steal.
You know, I really feel like there's somebody out there who's listening to us right now too, who has cancer, and they have tried every treatment imaginable.
Oh, yes.
And they have tried every doctor's route that they can. Well, you know what? God is calling you to the prayer mountain to separate yourself and seek his face, just like the woman who was at the temple bowed over. And Jesus looked at her and he said, "Woman, come here." And she came through the synagogue in the midst of that time where women were not allowed to step in, but Jesus healed her and she got up and she stood straight for the first time in years. So I believe that there's people out there right now who are experiencing physical sickness that need a touch from the Master's hand, and you have tried everything you can medically, but you know what? Jesus wants to heal you, but he's calling you to a place of prayer like you've never had.
Oh, amen. Thank you, Kawia. Also, the same thing I feel in my heart, that there's somebody that is listening this morning and your husband has walked out on you. You have been a faithful wife. You have loved him all the days of your life. And suddenly he decided he was going to walk out having an affair with another woman, and your heart is broken. You need healing. Come up to the prayer mountain and pray. You're listening to my program today and you're a precious gentleman, a man of God. All of a sudden, your wife has walked out on you. Your heart is broken. You don't know what to do. You cannot heal the brokenness of your own heart. Stop trying. Come to the prayer mountain and allow God to bring healing to your heart. The prayer mountain is for you. Log on to our website, atouchfromabove.org, or you can give online for any gift at all. Help us build the prayer mountain. I will send to you one of my CDs, a music CD, 10 amazing original songs, The Cup of Salvation. It's a song that I sang, and I want you to know that God loves you very much. Before I go, oh, it goes so fast. I want to take just a few moments to thank our sponsors. You know, Doug is an amazing webmaster. Are you tired of your website going down? Have it done by the best. Call Doug Suli, Caldea Technologies, CALDIATECH.com. Also, for an inexpensive advertising and a broad coverage in San Diego, East County Gazette, give Dave and Debbie Norman a call, 619-444-5774. I'm sorry, I didn't give you Doug's number, 760-788-1441. Also, CB Construction. This is a good friend of mine. Steve is an honest, praying man. He's dependable. He's a licensed contractor, an expert in building from the ground up, or even if you just need a remodel. Steve is the man to call. CB Construction, Steve Coles, 619-306-0692. Also, another friend of mine, he is amazing, Eb and Rudy. They have been serving Southern California more than 40 years. It is the best garden soils, topsoils, compost, planting mix, mulches, bark, and etc. You know what? They have been serving homeowners, landscapers, contractors, farmers, growers, and nurseries. It's called Stock Alper Soil and Amendments and Materials. Eb, 760-801-5664. Make sure you call them. Get your soil. Now's the time to prepare for your garden. Also, another friend who keeps our pool amazing, Phil Hiles, H-I-L-E-S, Pool Service, 760-315-2251. At our Prayer Mountain, I tell you what, every time I turned around, somebody was trying to fix our pool, but you know what? It was always something else. And you need this, you need that, you need this, you need this. But since Phil has taken over fixing the pool at the Prayer Mountain, we have the best and the largest and the cleanest, amazing baptismal tank. You know what? Get your pool done by Phil and make sure you call them. Caldea Technologies, Doug Suli, 760-788-1441. East County Gazette, Dave and Debbie Norman, 619-444-5774. CB Construction, Steve Cole, 619-306-0692. Stock Alper Soil Amendments, Eb, 760-801-5664 for the best planting soil in all of San Diego County. And don't forget, I want to say hello and a very much thank you, Eli. Thank you very much. David, thank you very much. And a very special hello to my little friend, Tony. Tony, you are awesome. You're listening to my program today, and you need Jesus. Your life is broken. You need a miracle. Say this prayer with me. Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner.
I know I'm a sinner.
Come into my heart. Be my Lord and my Savior.
Be my Lord and Savior.
Please forgive me.
In Jesus' name.
Help me.
I need you.
Amen. You're listening to my program today. I'm Dr. Luana, and Kuya, my daughter, we are a Touch from Above Ministries and the Prayer Mountain. Log on to our website.
God bless you. It's been great having you here.
atouchfromabove.org. Please log on. Come to our service this morning, 10 a.m., 16145 Highway 67 in Ramona, California. 16145 Highway 67 in Ramona, California, where Jesus is changing lives. God loves you. You are important. And call. If you need more information, don't forget. And for anyone that gives online, make sure you say CD. I will send you one of my CDs, Cup of Salvation by Dr. Luana Steins. God bless you. I love you and appreciate you. Come on out to pray. The Prayer Mountain is for you. Thank you. God bless you. Have a great Jesus-filled day.
A A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana Steins is listener-supported. Your gift of any size is greatly appreciated. All gifts help build Prayer Mountain, a place for you to pray, whether it's just for a day or if you want to stay for a few. Located conveniently in Ramona, just 30 to 45 minutes from anywhere in San Diego County, there are over 24 beautiful acres of land with small cabins that can accommodate two people comfortably, so you can have some privacy and get before the Lord and pray. Give right now online at atouchfromabove.org. Or mail your gift to P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California 92065. Together, we can touch heaven from our knees and change our nation. Give today and let's pray. Go to atouchfromabove.org.
I cry out with my whole heart. Hear me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes.
For more information, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. And don't forget to listen every Sunday at 7 a.m. on KPRZ.
You've been listening to A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana Steins on KPRZ 1210 AM. This show is sponsored by A Touch from Above Ministries.
That was A Touch from Above. Coming up next, it's Inspiration Time with Dr. Timothy Winters.